We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amar Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Beis says the Mechaber Im Kiddush B'Bayis Echad Amanas Leachol Sham V'Yachar Kach Nimlach Leachol B'Makom Acher. You made Kiddush in a certain place, assuming that you were going to eat in that place, and then after you make Kiddush, you change your mind and decide to eat somewhere else. Tzarech Lachzor L'Kadosh B'Makom Sharotze Leachol Sham. In the new place that you are now going to eat, you need to make Kiddush anew. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only true if you did not eat a kazayis in the original place where you made Kiddush. However, if you made Kiddush, ate a kazayis, and then decided to go eat somewhere else, it would not require a new Kiddush. Siv Gimel, Im Kiddush Velo Sa'ad. Im Kiddush Velo Sa'ad, if one made Kiddush but did not eat in that place, Afide Kiddush Lo Yatza, then one is not Yotze Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah explains that one might have thought that if one made Kiddush and did not eat, then when they go to a new place, they would have to make Kiddush. But there is nothing wrong with the fact that they did not eat in the place where they made Kiddush, Kamash Malan, that even the fact that they did not eat is a problem with the Kiddush that they made in that place. The Ramah continues, "Tzarech le'achol b'makom Kiddush la'alter." When one makes Kiddush, in order for it to fulfill Kiddush Makom Suuda, the Suuda has to be done immediately, or that you have in mind to eat there immediately, even if something comes up. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, if something comes up which prevents you from eating the Suuda right away, that is okay, as long as you attempted, you had in mind to eat immediately. The Mishnah Berurah says that there should be no break between the Kiddush and the Suuda l'chadchila, even a Zman Katzar. What is this shear of Zman Katzar? The Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden suggests that it is the time that it takes to walk 22 Amos, and Rav Nissen Karelitz says that it actually means any shear which would preclude a Hesech Hadas from occurring. The Ramah continues, Ava Balav Hachi, but if one did not have in mind to eat right away, or one did not eat right away, Afilu Acha B'Makom Kiddush Eino Yotze. Even if you eat in that place, if there was a long period of time between the Kiddush and the Suuda, or you did not have in mind to eat the Suuda in that place immediately, then that is a problem, and you are not Yotze the Kiddush. You would need to make Kiddush again before having the Suuda. Vim Haya B'Daito Shelo Lechol Sham Miyad. However, if you did not have in mind to eat in that place right away, but you ended up eating right away, then you are Yotze the din of Kiddush B'Makom Suuda. It should be noted that while we stated that there should be no break between the Kiddush and the Suuda in order to fill the mitzvah of Kiddush B'Makom Suuda, because of this, the Chafetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish are said to have made sure to wash in that exact place where they make Kiddush, and not to leave the room to go to wash for the Suuda. So therefore, I assume they would have a sink in the dining room where they would make Kiddush, then go and wash right next to them, and then sit down to have the Suuda. But to go into the kitchen, they consider to be a hefsek lechatchila, which we would not approve of. Obviously, b'di'evid, it is okay, as this is mitzarchei Suuda, and it will be less than the time of Chof Beizama, etc., etc. But lechatchila, they suggested that one should do whatever they can in order to prevent any break between the Kiddush and the Suuda.